Governor Cuomo's model is patterned after a program used to develop a nanotechnology sector in Albany. President Barack Obama praised this approach during a visit in 2012.
I want what's happening in Albany to happen all across the country.
It hasn't come cheap. North of $2 billion in public funds have been invested. But the nano sector boasts some 50 companies and more than 15,000 jobs in the capital region and across the state. The model involves state government building, equipping, and owning high-tech manufacturing facilities. Major companies are recruited, along with smaller firms, much like tenants to a shopping mall. They collaborate with each other and academics in what Elaine Carlieros, architect of the approach, calls innovation hubs.
You locate the smartest people from a university and build the state-of-the-art infrastructure and bring in the top corporations in a specific field, in our case, nanotechnology.
Cuomo has charged Carlieros with exporting a variation of this model across upstate, from Buffalo and Dunkirk to Rochester, Syracuse, and Utica. These projects are set to cost at least $2.25 billion in state funds and create nearly 8,000 jobs. The goal is to infuse high-tech industries into local economies to compensate for the loss of traditional manufacturing. Cuomo said the state's $750 million investment in a solar panel manufacturing factory in South Buffalo at the site of a former steel plant would usher in an economic renaissance for the region.
Riverbend was what made us great in the first place, and this facility is about what's going to make us great in the future.
Developing industrial clusters is sound practice, said Greg Leroy, executive director of Good Jobs First, a national research organization that tracks economic development programs. But he said Cuomo's approach varies from the norm in a couple of important ways. Rather than investing in bricks and mortar, Leroy said states usually direct their dollars elsewhere, such as developing talent and providing working capital to fledgling companies. Leroy had other reservations as well.
You can't create a cluster, you know, out of thin air. Mm-hmm. I mean, cluster strategies are what you do after you figure out what you're already good at.
But in Buffalo, for example, the state is trying to seed a solar industry where none exists. And in Syracuse, of all places, the state has built a high-tech film production hub. Another part of Cuomo's model for upstate places the power to develop projects with nonprofit development corporations affiliated with the state university system. These nonprofits are not subject to the same checks and balances as other state economic development agencies, and they have argued that they're also exempt from transparency laws such as the Freedom of Information Act. All this despite the fact that they're spending billions in tax dollars.
The lack of transparency and the lack of accountability and the very large amount of discretionary money the governor has is textbook risk for corruption.
That's John Caney, executive director of Reinvent Albany, a good government group based in New York City. He said it's little wonder that U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara is investigating a number of state economic development deals handled by these nonprofits.
There's big questions about whether it's a clean process and whether it's even a sensible process.
Leroy of Good Jobs First said other states that have experimented with privatizing economic development programs have run into problems.
We see, you know, excessive compensation, resistance to basic accountability, exaggerated job creation claims, high cost per job, poor vetting of deals, sloppy packaging of deals.
New York's new way of doing business is essentially being vetted by federal investigators. The outcome of that probe may do more to determine the model's long-term prospects than the projects themselves. For WBFO, I'm Jim Heaney with Investigative Post.